Okay, can you turn the guitar down just a little bit and let me hear my voice a little more? Okay.
Send My Love to Linda, an unfinished track recorded during one of Jimmy's final sessions at Electric Lady Studios. Now, it's ironic, says Eddie, that by the time Jimmy was finally able to start working in his own studio, recording had begun to lose some of its magic.
I think that towards the end, it was becoming much more of a chore. It became much more serious when he felt that he wanted to be taken more seriously as a musician, and he felt he was not getting that from his audience. I think he saw himself, you know, growing as an artist, and he didn't see his audience growing with him fast enough. And I think that was part of his frustration, in that he was growing so rapidly as an artist. He wanted to use strings and horns and various other things. And I think he felt that if he did that, he would be construed as being selling out to whatever, whether it be jazz or popular music or whatever it was. I think the hardcore fans still wanted to see him on stage, lighting his guitar, humping his guitar, and bashing it about. And that was really just done for effect. I mean, that was just being silly and just trying to attract attention, obviously. I mean, but it detracted from his playing and from his ability to rise to greater musical heights. And I think that's right there, is you have the essence of his